As we all happily know now, gas prices have been dropping at the pump since mid-June. That's because the price of crude oil has fallen nearly 25% over the past 4 months, from a high of $115 to about $87 per barrel now. That has driven gas prices lower. So we all have been spending a lot less tanking up these days, and I want you to take advantage of this externally created situation and channel those savings into building some more wealth for yourself. Now, while I know what drove this drop in gas prices, I wanted more specifics, so I did some digging and came across a recent article titled "Lower Oil Prices Carry Geopolitical Consequences" by analysis and forecasting firm Stratfor, and I want to credit them for the data that I plan to share with you today. And I know Stratfor well and have interviewed their CEO, so I can vouch for their worthiness. So why do oil prices matter? Simply because oil is one of the most dependable sources of fuel and drives transportation and petrochemicals and a host of other industries, and because oil prices impact just about everything we buy as consumers. So as a result, oil has strategic and geopolitical importance, and many nations, including the U.S., have gone to war to protect their oil interests. So a structural change in oil markets reverberates throughout the world and creates clear-cut winners and losers. Since the beginning of 2011, countries that consume large amounts of energy have been coping with high oil prices above $100 per barrel, even as many of them struggle to emerge from the 2008 global financial crisis. So the current environment of lower oil prices comes as a major relief to countries that are net importers of oil, which really is most of the countries in the world. Major oil producers, on the other hand, have grown accustomed to high oil prices and have used this oil wealth to enrich their leaders and boost national development. So, sustained low oil prices will cause these oil-exporting nations to rethink national budgets and spending. But don't feel too bad for them. You know, oil at $87 per barrel still gives them considerable profits. Okay, so what's really behind this drop in oil prices? Turns out, it's those two usual suspects from Econ 101. It's supply and demand. On the supply side, oil production has been steadily ramping up here at home. I'm sure you've heard about that. New technologies such as hydrofracking and horizontal drilling make extraction from America's shale fields and deep formations economically feasible. And that's driving up supply and reducing our reliance on oil imports. For example, over the past 4 months through the end of October, oil production has increased by 500,000 barrels per day to about 9 million barrels per day. And I know from reading quarterly reports of major oil companies that they continue to have bold new projects that will further expand production capacity because over the long run, demand for oil is expected to far exceed conventional production over the next few decades. So, of course, these companies are thinking far out into the future. Now, looking ahead into 2015, the growth prospects for energy production in North America continue to be positive. Even after production grew by about 1 million barrels per day in 2012 and in 2013 and again in 2014, expectations for the U.S. oil production to increase by another 750,000 barrels in 2015 or more is highly likely, and usually these projections are often understated. In addition to the U.S., other oil-producing countries have also been ramping up production. For example, Libya is desperate for revenues, so they've been increasing production to more than 900,000 barrels per day, which is an increase of 700,000 barrels of daily production. That's a lot. And the three major oil-producing nations, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and Iraq, have also increased production in recent months. And globally, oil production is now at its highest level in 2 years. Couple this with the fact that rich countries like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait have little incentive to cut production, especially since past experience shows that that rarely boosts prices anyway. And we don't see the U.S. or any other producers idling production capacity anytime soon. We expect this amount of supply to continue. But on the demand side, economic weakness in Europe and the gradual slowdown in China are adding downward pressure on oil prices, and these trends tend to linger for a few years. Further, oil consumption is in decline in the U.S. and Europe because of increased use of alternative energies like electric vehicles and wind power and sun power as well. Now, the International Energy Agency estimates that global demand grew only by 700,000 barrels per day in 2014. That's demand. But total production was about double that. So this reinforces the notion that oil prices are unlikely to rise anytime soon. But hey, I'm not complaining. So while this drop in oil prices creates clear-cut winners and losers and has geopolitical consequences, all of us consumers should look at lower gasoline prices as heaven sent. And if you're smart, and if you can afford it, make sure to continue to keep a tight leash on your spending so you can channel this fuel savings into real savings or into investments. And try to seize this opportunity to create some savings and establish and build some personal wealth for yourself. Because after all, when it comes to taking care of yourself and your family and those important to you, having financial independence is the key to financial success and a fair amount of the key to happiness, I think, as well. So you want to not live from paycheck to paycheck. You want to get out of that daily or that monthly grind, and you want to be able to save enough so you can feel secure. And then if you want something that's special to you, you can spend it and you don't have to worry about the consequences of any action like that. You see, that's what creates financial independence and financial happiness. So try to take this time to save that extra money. I know Christmas is coming up and it's going to give you some more bucks in your pocket, but nevertheless, put some money aside for the future.